na 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 Nancy, you got it all.
I got it all. Hey, thank you for tuning in. This is What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to start the show off. First off, I want to say I think I should keep it theme-oriented since today is Veterans Day. Don't you think? I think so, too. Anyway, so why don't we do that? And let's see what I got. I'm sure I have some things that are Americana in here. I'd like to send out a special shout-out to all the veterans out there. Thank you for your service. You do a great job. Terrific thing you do. Okay, also Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Every Tuesday it's an interesting interview. You want to check that out. Also, check out her ebook. It's Cinema Stanzas 2. Very interesting and fun. Okay, also check out Cake, a love story based on her life. You might even see me in the last 10 minutes of it. It's on Amazon, Cake, a love story. All righty, let's see, what do we got going on here? I'm looking down my board here, and I don't want to play the same thing again. And I know Gordon has something he wants me to announce, which I'll get to after the first part of my show. Again, have a good Veterans Day. Salute all the veterans out there. And let's get on the road with this, shall we?
I have a hero in my life. In my eyes, he stands 10 feet tall. When I'm feeling maudlin or weary, he's there to soften my fall. There's been a hero in my life, been so since the day I was born.
Start life as a hero. become one through struggle and pain. And out of the darkness comes wisdom. Then the cycle starts over again.
He has the strength of a fighter, combined with the heart of a lamb. He's been my rock, my conscience, my anchor, and I know just how lucky I am. What makes a hero?
Okay, I'm trying to keep it going with songs that are fitting for today. Ah, little Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. Today you're the best
looking
brew. Got the hot and
average
java, just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look, gal.
It's the fellas
of Handsome Coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome.
Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one.
We start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wow-wee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want to wrangle me, too?
Step three. Drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Mmm. Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Mm. Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, oh, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
England, and I left at a very early age because I knew there was very little chance of me becoming king.
And I was born in Eltham. The house is still there. It's true. The house is still there, and it was bombed during the war by the RAF. I was born in London, and came to America. My father came over a year ahead, and he was a stonemason and worked on this church, and then said, you got to all come. So the seven brothers at that time, one was born here. We all got on the boat, And we had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun playing with the cattle and everything. When we got to Ellis Island, I ran all over the place. I wouldn't let them vaccinate me. I didn't want them to put that needle. I didn't want that. And I ran all over the place. I must have been 3 years old or something. And they finally got to me.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yes? No?
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-run around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-run-around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-run-around.
Dumbo, why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
They have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in the tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I tried to get unwound. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run-around.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-run-around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I tried to get on one, but you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. That's very American. Okay, Gordon, what do you have for me? No Name at Word Up Comedy Variety Show Tuesday, November 12th. Okay, that's tonight, I think. No, it's tomorrow. Okay. Okay, No Name Show, New York's Best Comic Storytellers, and more. Eric Vedder's the MC. The guests for this Tuesday are Jim Mandrinos, Wes Hazard, Bob Greenberg, and more. That's the Community Bookshop, Library Communitaria, located at 2113 Amsterdam Avenue, corner of 165th Street, 7 p.m. All right. You can also go to wordupbooks.com or call 347-688-4456, 347-688-4456. And November 15th, this Friday, it's the wonderful No Name and a Bag of Chips at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. Eric Vedder is a wonderful singer, Stephanie's stage manager, and that's this Friday, 7 p.m. So far, scheduled to perform. Oh, look at that, Nancy Parker. I love her. Leanne Barrett, Nancy Parker, Jillian Thomas, Kristen Blackburn, and more, with, of course, the Summer Replacements, including Carl Fortunata, Alex DeSus, Courtney Hill, No Cover, and You Win Stuff. Autos is located at 538 14th Street. That's between A and B, but seriously, it's closer to B. Okay, so we have that in the can. What do I have? I have something coming up. A little information.
Hey, you mugs. Gentlemen. Well, well, it's Laurel and Hardy, as if I didn't know. Hello, boys, this is Pete Smith, as if you didn't know. Say, I'd like your help here for a minute. Do you mind? No, of course not. I just want you lads to show the audience how much wood the average person totes. Wood, got any? No, like most guys, you don't realize how many articles made of wood products you carry around. For instance, that newspaper. Yup, that newspaper is largely made of trees, wood pulp. Of course, most people know that, but many people don't know that a lot of other objects come from a wood base. Take Stan's glasses. The rims are plastic. About 60% of plastic is wood flour. Powdered wood, my friends. Got a fountain pen? Just as I thought. Plastic barrel. Okay, gents. Anything else in your pocket? Be careful of fish hooks, Stan. A billfold. Imitation leather made with cellulose acetate, a wood product. Uh-oh, what's up? Why, Mr. Laurel. Oh, sure, your wife's, of course. Anyway, they're rayon, another wood product. Well, what else, boys? A cigarette case? A plastic. Also a cigarette holder. More plastic. Any more wood, my lad? No, but there's wood in his hat. The sweatband. Right, more imitation leather. A new spring hat, eh? Ouch. More? Yup, a pipe, the bowl of which is wood. The stem, plastic. Book matches. These matches are wood pulp. So is the cover. It's amazing the amount of wood we use. Ain't it the truth? And now a penknife. The handle, plastic. Let's see what's in the suitcase, boys. The suitcase, do you mind? That's it. Let's see what we have here. Any slippers? Yes, here we are. They're real leather like your shoes and belt, but tanned and made durable by tan bark from the forest. Then, too, the counters and insoles are wood fiber. Okay, Ollie, let's proceed. Wood in bottles? Well, Hardy. Hardly. No pun intended. Anyway, witch hazel and cascara are just two of several hundred drugs and remedies from trees. Next, an imitation leather toilet case. Mirror with plastic back. Brush back is plastic. Bristles of both brushes are cellulose plastic. This bottle top is plastic. So is soap container. Bath sponge is cellulose plastic, and I'm not at all surprised. Hey, Stan, what else you got? Come, come, fellas, don't tell me you're running out of plastic. Let's take a look at some more of your junk. Your nice thing. Oh, a razor. Handle is plastic, as are most electric shavers. Ouch, that blade ain't no plastic, bub. And now, writing paper. Scratch pad. Envelopes. And book. All wood pulp, kitty. Pajamas are rayon, and rayon is a wood product, remember? Hey, what you got there, chum? Oh, sure, say. More rayon. But, Stan, such colors. And now, a shirt. Tie. And socks. All rayon. Say, the suitcase. Yup, even that's made out of laminated wood covered with canvas. And it's a good thing these lads didn't come around here with a trunk. We'd be here for days. Oh, boys. You can go now. Goodbye, Stan. So long, Oliver. And thanks very much, guys. Darn nice of you to help. Hey! Oh, well, they need exercise anyway. Goodbye now.
And thanks to you, Pete Smith. This is Lee Vickers carrying on. Well, Laurel and Hardy little realized the importance of wood to their daily lives. And I wonder if most of us know just how important forests and research are to the winning of this war. The answer may be found at Madison, Wisconsin, where the United States Forest Service maintains its Forest Products Laboratory. Here, for years, has been carried on a broad program of research to increase uses of forest products and find new uses for waste materials. Here's where they figuratively put the tree in a test tube.
That was very informative, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Okay. That went by very fast. Okay, what do we got here? Let's see. I'm trying to find. I know I have. Oh, well, maybe I should save that one for last. Okay. Well, I found some that I was looking for. Okay. Oh, Marcus. Oh, here's the one for the moms. Housewives on Prozac. You gotta love them. You gotta love them. All right, where's that set? Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. That's like a 4 minute bit. Okay, anybody else? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. Check her out. Movie Attic Headquarters, very good. And go to Amazon for Betty Jo Tucker, and you can find some of her writings on there too. I highly recommend her. Okay, how are we doing for time? Not so bad. All right, I did find, here we go. It's an Honor of Veterans Day. I think we can do this. Why not? Okay, here we go. Madison Rising. Mm-hmm. Once again, a special thanks for this Veterans Day to our service members, all you do above and beyond, and for the families who support you. God bless you. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for your service.